9 this morning. Sunset at 4:22. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:41. And the moon is in the first quarter. Once again, a small craft advisory for Narragansett Bay. And that is Boating in the Bay on W80K. It's Bruce Newberry. Now, yesterday, before all of the hurly-burly with the governor and the drama and all of that, we were in the business of Greater Newport, and we were talking with Lieutenant Governor Dan McKee, who was the guest of Aaron Donovan Boyle.
To do some more of your city and town tour and get out to talk with some local businesses. You want to talk a little bit about what you'll be talking with businesses?
Yeah, so we're completing a 39 small business grant tour. Aaron, I was with you in Newport a few weeks back with our office, Tony Silver, our chief of staff, meeting with businesses. And today we'll be in Middletown with Senator De Palma and a meeting with businesses there, informing them of all the programs that are available to our small businesses. The reach out that we're making, many people do know about the Restore Rhode Island grant for these small businesses, but many don't. And many have thought that it was too complicated or they didn't qualify. So we're going in every visit, Aaron, we're encouraging businesses to apply, and they are applying. So every time we go out, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 is immediately going into these communities through that Restore Rhode Island grant.
Yeah, it really is so important because not only do some people not know about the opportunity, although we've been trying to share that information all the time, and certainly on W80K they do as well, but the rules have changed and they have been modified, and the ease of filling out the application has changed. But due to your effort in actually increasing the amount that businesses are eligible for.
Yeah, so it's up to 50 employees, $30,000. We're still, trying to, tie up loose ends, Aaron. So, doctors, mm-hmm. dentists are not allowed to get in. There's now child care is, based on a lot of the work that you and I have been doing, we partner in with the local chambers. We partner in with the local municipal leaders and elected officials to get the message out. And it's so important that we get this money out. Right now, initially, it was a $50 million amount of money that the governor appropriated. As you said, it was kind of slow because of the process was complicated. It is a lot less complicated. But we're even advocating for even streamlining it even more. Mm-hmm. And right now, I think there's still close to $20 million that's available in that grant. Up to $30,000. I just got off the phone with a small business owner that is actually donating turkeys into our network of families that need it. I think he donated over 100 turkeys this week. But he also said that he applied for the Restore Rhode Island grant, and he's going to receive $29,000 to help his business. And so what I jokingly said, you know, it'd be great timing for the governor to give all the small businesses a great Thanksgiving present and up the amount of dollars that are, in the fund, like we've requested this week with a letter to the governor, Aaron, along with the coalition of small businesses, asking her to put another $75 million in, increase it to $50,000, increase the amount of employees up to 100, and get this money out on the street. And then if there's any closures, either locally or statewide mandated closures, we asked her to put another $75 million in from those CARES Act funds to help those businesses absorb the, if we're going to close them to keep us safe, then we should be compensating them for that. And then also use that some of that $75 million to help the employees that are going to be laid off and right during the holiday season. So we should be kind of using those dollars to help those families as well. If there's any closures of businesses, not only will the business get hurt, but the families that work in those businesses are going to get hurt.
Oh, without a doubt. And we are, you know, anxiously awaiting what some of the new announcements are going to be later today. More restrictions are anticipated throughout the business community, at least over the course of the Thanksgiving holiday. So we're all, you know, eager to learn what that is. But, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. If indeed that is going to have to take place to keep people safe, we need to find a way to offer compensation to the employees who are losing their wages because they're not in positions where they can go home and still collect their wage for many of them. And for the employers who, if they have to shut down, may not be able to reopen. So, you know, proactive steps really need to take place in order for these businesses to survive and the state for that matter. They need the, you know, the economic generation of having these businesses open.
Well, your chamber and yourself as a director have been fabulous in terms of getting that message out. And we need to keep on hopping on it because it's a reasonable request. And the governor in Vermont, Phil Scott, who I know, Phil, because he was a lieutenant governor when I was the chair of the Lieutenant Governors Association. He's actually visited my office here in Providence on healthcare issues a few years back. He just put another $75 million out of the CARES Act money in Vermont to help the small businesses.
Yes.
And he had already put in $160 million. So mm-hmm. This is a reasonable request to put $75 million back in the mix, get the businesses who have received a check or two and a third check by Christmas. If they do close, put up another $75 million. That would be a total of $200 million. Out of that CARES Act fund, and that's a reasonable request under the circumstances because you know and I know the state of Rhode Island's economic future is tied directly to the success of our small businesses.
Right, and a lot of that $75 million in Vermont went to hospitality, it should be pointed out, particularly lodging.
Absolutely, and that, mm-hmm. and the tourism area, and everybody's been hit. We've got another, you know, loose end, Aaron, in terms of what we're visiting these businesses. It was brought up to us that businesses are only able to compare, year over year up to July. And a number of our tourisms were really impacted in August. So we're asking the governor and commerce to let any month in 2020 be compared to any month in 2019. Mm-hmm. To show that 30% reduction, because we've had many businesses that are not able to qualify, yet they are suffering just like any other business. Mm-hmm. And the other piece, Aaron, is many, many businesses, and we visited one of them, I believe, on our tour with you, that opened up during the pandemic. Right now, they're not eligible, yet they got rent, they got overhead, they got utility bills, and we need to figure out a way to include them as well. So there's loose ends that need to be tied up here, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk to you about this.
Yeah, no, we couldn't agree more, and we certainly hear it and see it from our local businesses. And frankly, that's what the money was sent to the state for, right? To help on multiple fronts, certainly on the response side for, healthcare, to be able to be responsive to the needs that we're seeing and the spikes and so forth, but then also to get it into the local economy, which is our small business owners, and figure out a way to help them, bridge them through this. And we know that our state is too smart not to utilize all of that money and send it back. So I couldn't agree with you more. That is an excellent suggested approach for how we can help support the small businesses. So
Aaron, and we're up against the time clock here that's ticking away, and it's ready to, the alarm's ready to go off. Hopefully it's gone off in the mind of the governor and the state who is controlling those dollars. This week, the coalition sent a letter to the General Assembly members. I understand you're going to have Senator Palmer on shortly, mm-hmm. and to encourage them to step up and to be a strong voice advocating for all the things that you and I have been advocating for several months.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, today the House Oversight Committee will be hearing directly from the governor and Dr. Scott about where exactly all of the $1.25 billion have been expended thus far, and hopefully what the plan is for how some of the spending will be distributed going forward. I hope that this is on that agenda. Folks can actually tap into that information right online, or I believe Capital TV will be filming the hearing as well. So
when is that, Erin?
It's this afternoon.
And in fact, if you go to Capital TV, you can see the recording and the video of that. And we know by now that the results were inconclusive. We know how much is left, and we know a little bit more than we did, of course, kind of overshadowed by the events of yesterday with all of the new restrictions and so forth. But that was a bit of what went on in the business of Greater Newport yesterday with Lieutenant Governor Dan McKee. And you can hear that entire interview, and you can hear State Senator Lou DePalma as well on the podcast page of WADK.com. Just search for the business of Greater Newport. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. We've got a decent ride on the Newport-Pell Bridge both directions. A little slow eastbound just past mid-span. Exit ramps have improved. You're slow both directions in the toll plaza. Looks like we've got a delay building from the eastbound toll up onto the bridge deck itself going east. So our crossing time now will be 5 or 6 minutes. Eastbound, perhaps a minute or two longer than that, and about 6 or 7 minutes westbound with that construction zone as you leave the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge. Upstream, Mount Hope Bridge is fine end-to-end on the Secundit River Bridge. Usual speed limit ride. Watch for a work crew in place 24 south between Boyd's Lane and Sprague Street right at the moment. And, of course, the VD exit, the Fish Road exit in Tiverton, where it is always VD and U. We check on the bridges every 30 minutes or less, all morning long and into the midday.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Unbound.org. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being a part of their community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org.
Celebrate the holidays at Island Wine and Spirits, located in historic downtown Newport, with a large variety of wine, beer, and spirits, including local offerings. Shop their Thanksgiving sale November 20th through 28th, either in person, delivery, or order ahead in curbside pickup when you visit their website, islandwineri.com. Don't forget to join the Cheers Rewards program for extra savings on all your purchases. Conveniently located at 289 Broadway in Newport. Happy holidays from Island Wine and Spirits.
Season's greetings from Nairobi.
We're proud to sponsor the U.S. Marines Toys for Tots Drive going on now at all Cartage Furniture and Mattresses locations.
Start a holiday tradition with your family.
Gather up toys and clothing for the U.S. Marines Toys for Tots.
And drop them off at any Cartage Furniture and Mattresses locations. Nairobi will make sure they reach the children in need in our area.
Visit Cartage.com for your nearest location.
Nice sweater.
It's a Christmas sweater.
Happy holidays.
And many thanks for your help in making the season bright.
Bellevue Kids. Bellevue Avenue in Bannister's Wharf is your shopping destination for quality toys, clothing, and accessories from newborn to size 12. Colorful, whimsical, fashionable clothes from well-known designers for special occasions, holidays, and everyday attire. Plus toys to inspire and challenge active young minds. Owned by a native Newporter with 3 kids of her own, Bellevue Kids is your one-stop children's store. Stop by today for your holiday shopping and be their favorite Santa.
This is Bonnie Gomes, owner of AM 1540 WADK and Mix 99.3, and chairperson of the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. Fall is here. This unusual tourist season is waning, and it's time for the residents of Newport and Washington counties to step up and support our local business. Many of the restaurants, shops, attractions, businesses who have survived this pandemic are operating with one arm tied behind their backs. Half capacity, half staff. Social distancing measures cutting their square footage in half. These are crazy times, and the businesses who have persevered need us now more than ever. Dine out and shop locally if you can. If you can't, why not purchase a gift card for your future use or for a gift for the holidays? We need to think local first and do whatever we can so that when the dust settles, they are still open. Please, please, please support your local businesses They are counting on us.
WADK weather.
Today, partly sunny and breezy, high 57. Partly cloudy tonight, low 47. Tomorrow, partly sunny once again, high 58. A few clouds will stick around tomorrow night, low 39. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler, high 48. Overcast Sunday night with late showers, low 44. Kicking off the week on Monday, cloudy with a few sulky morning showers, followed by rain and a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 55. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
WADK gives you the information you need.
If you wait for the newspaper, it's old news. You know, you want to keep up to date.
On air and online.
Everything's online.
WADK.com.
You know, something told me to just check the front page of the Daily News, and I'm glad I did. The polar plunge has been canceled. Isn't that pleasant? 2020 is becoming 2021. Being reported. Polar plunge at Easton's Beach canceled for New Year's Day, but new fundraising challenge instituted. So what's that all about? People who like to begin the new year with the annual polar plunge won't be able to do so because of Corona. A wish come true will be asking would-be plungers to instead dump a bucket of ice water on themselves in January and share a video to kind of follow along with the ice bucket challenge. Remember that from a couple of years ago? The polar plunge is one of the organization, Wish Come True's largest fundraisers. That's too bad. So there's that. No polar plunge. I was just thinking about that. I don't know what made me think about that. About maybe this is the year to do that. We did it a few years ago. It was very, very cold. It was that very, very cold New Year's. 3, 4, 5 years ago, something like that. So we're never going to be the same. The grocery store chain down in the Maryland, D.C. area that is owned by the same company that owns Stop and Shop called Giant. Same logo, same everything, and they just kind of interchanged the names. Well, it wouldn't surprise me at all if this happened with Stop and Shop, too. They have a little magazine that they send out with recipes and such. And it had to have been a Stop and Shop thing, too. Well, they had to apologize. I don't know if they recalled the magazine or what, but they definitely had to issue an apology because of a Thanksgiving kind of layout that was printed in the latest edition of its magazine. There's a photo of several small kind of eats and appetizers and things made for groups. A cheese board, a shrimp cocktail ring, a fruit tart. And the caption says, "Hosting? Plan a super spread." Can't really say that anymore because it sounds too much like super spreader. So what are some of the other terms now that we can't use? We can't say something was infectious. Hey, that laughter is really infectious. Nope, that's no good anymore. There was an epidemic of this or that. Nope, can't say that. You definitely don't want to describe something as, you know, as being contagious. But that leads to some other words. Why was it okay, this is before COVID, to refer to something as addicting? Oh boy, this is really addictive. I mean, some of the kind of out there chef types would say, "Oh, this sauce, it's like crack." Wait a minute. What? Can I have extra opioids with that? I mean, so I'm sure that we can think of some other formerly innocent words and phrases that we can't use anymore, right? Well, cluster wasn't really a word that was tossed around a lot. Testing, That's taken on a whole nother, I mean, positive. How about the word positive? Just the word positive. I don't think we can use that. Oh, you must be positive. What do you mean? I wasn't near anybody. I know I'm not positive. Are you positive about that? Well, see, really, there's a whole bunch of words like that. It is really bizarre. So I've been kind of asking around to folks that I am acquainted with in the restaurant biz, and some that you're acquainted with too, about the reaction to the governor's restrictions yesterday, particularly in the restaurant business. Now, one Newport restaurant owner says that he is stunned by this. Gail Champa buttonholed a few people in the Providence area, and I mean, nobody's happy about it. Just heard from Charlie Holder. He says, I am very disappointed in the governor's response. I feel by making these blanket restrictions, it's not being just to those areas like Newport and businesses whose numbers are low and have been doing a tremendous job following protocols. It seems to me some of her actions just don't make sense. Removal of bar seating and or go against what she has said in the past. Just last week, she stated spreads are not associated with restaurants, but then she comes down hard with the early closures and now limited seating. Hopefully the numbers she's going by decrease in the next 2 weeks. If not, it will be a long winter. Well, that's it. And, you know, it's compounded by the kind of overarching thing that's hanging over us, like the pandemic. Is the governor long for being the governor? Is she going to get a gig with the new president? And does she have 1 foot out the door? And it would probably be a service if she were to say, now she said, oh no, she's not said, oh no. She said, I'm staying here, but she hasn't ruled it out. She hasn't said, no, I would turn it down. That would probably not be a bad idea. And the fact that there is no statement like that, it doesn't add to the confidence. I mean, this is a time when we should really be getting behind the leadership. And it's becoming more difficult now than it was back in March and April and May. Now, we didn't know any better. We were all just frightened and under the beds and everything. So anything anybody was telling us, any modicum of leadership was working. But we know a lot more now. We know a lot better now. And we see that there's a lot of different ways of interpreting data, and that sometimes hard, cold facts are not hard, cold facts when they're in the wrong hands or when they're in anybody's hands. So it has to come down to how much confidence do we have? And if we're kind of looking over our shoulder towards Washington, D.C., might not be a bad time to say, no, you know what? I'm here and you have me and I'm committed, and say it firmly and finally. Hey, take it back later if things turn out well with the vaccine, but wouldn't be a bad gesture, or so it seems to me. All right, we're going to meet our authors in a minute.
1540 WADK, here's your Boating in the Bay report.
There is a small craft advisory in Narragansett Bay through late tonight. Southwest winds today at 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 30, and waves 3 to 5 feet. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 tonight, gusting to 25, waves 2 to 4 feet. Tomorrow, northwest winds 5 to 10. Sunday, northeast winds around 10, waves 2 to 3 feet. On Rhode Island Sound, southwest winds now at 20 to 25 knots. The tide will be in at 10 minutes to 12. Sunset at 4:22, sunrise tomorrow 6:40. The moon is in the first quarter. Small craft advisory on the bay. And that's Boating and the Bay on WADK. Holidays at the Newport Mansions will be more spectacular than ever this year with sparkling lights at the Breakers, our new outdoor experience. The Breakers and its landscape will be awash in thousands of festive colored lights, 28 spruce trees glittering and glowing, the Breakers facade bathed in color. Peek through the windows at Santa's workshop inside. Holiday music will fill the air. Bring your family for this new holiday tradition. Sparkling lights at the Breakers, November 21st through January 10th. For more, visit NewportMansions.org.
1540 WADK.
Now, here's 1 minute of what you need to know on this Friday. Rhode Island will go on a 2-week pause starting on November 30th to try to stem the surging coronavirus tide. Governor Raimondo's plan includes requiring some businesses to close, reducing indoor capacity at restaurants to 33%, houses of worship to 25%. Colleges and universities will move to remote-only learning. Recreational businesses such as bowling alleys, movie theaters, casinos will close, as will indoor sports facilities. College and professional sports are exempt. At restaurants, only members of the same household will be allowed at a table. Bars, including those in restaurants, will be closed. However, cocktails will still be allowed to be served at tables. Childcare centers are allowed to remain open, as well as construction and manufacturing and hair salons. And before the pause kicks in, Raimondo says don't travel for Thanksgiving and keep holiday gatherings limited to members of a single household. However, restaurant reservations for Thanksgiving may be kept. And your weather word, mild with sun and clouds. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
Sunday swing time. Every Sunday morning at 10. A WADK tradition for more than 40 years. This is your host, Bob Angel, extending an invitation to listen in. Enjoy a blend of big bands, jazz ensembles, and classic vocalists. Sunday Swing Time, Sunday mornings at 10, right here at AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com.
Your friendly officers here at Arrest a Pest serve and protect area homes, families, and businesses. Arrest a Pest has been providing the fix since 1986. No matter the pest, it ends in arrest. Arrest a Pest today. Call 738-3766. Pests, you detest them, and we arrest them. Hey, who loves you, baby? ArrestaPest.com. 738-3766.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Rhode Island Army National Guard, aired by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association and this station.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to weigh on us. While we all feel helpless, remember there is much we can do to protect ourselves, our family and friends, all of us. Simply get in the habit of wearing a mask and maintain 6 feet of space between yourself and others in public. Wash your hands often and stay home if you feel sick. It takes all of us to combat COVID-19. Go to cdcfoundation.org to learn more.
Portsmouth's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
Well, it's time for our Rhode Island Authors Expo Spotlight. We're getting into the last couple of weeks now before the Rhode Island Authors Expo, which is going to take place on December 5th, virtually. And if you want to find out more, and actually you can register for free, you just go to RhodeIslandAuthorExpo.com. And let us meet a friend of ours. I've been looking forward to having Mary Catherine on ever since we started this. I saw her name on the list, a friend of yours, and we had some great chats in the past. Mary Catherine Volk, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Bruce. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's good to have you back. It really is. Mary Catherine Volk is a spiritual advisor and speaker and serves as an ambassador between the worlds. And your book, Believe in Forever. Tell us a little bit about you and what you do, just in case there are some who just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm an author of this book, Believe in Forever, How to Recognize Signs from Departed Loved Ones. And I'm a medium. I'm also a spiritual life coach. And what I do is I really help people get in touch with their own intuitive ability and staying really in a place of love and a place of gratitude. Because when we're in those higher vibrations, it's when we're able to be able to receive signs and guidance from our loved ones who have passed on. And I noticed, I wrote the book because there were so many people who were totally unaware, first of all, of what the signs were, or they thought it was just an odd coincidence. They didn't believe, they didn't believe it. They just discounted it. So, but what I have found now too is this book has been such a great help for people who are grieving and have lost a loved one. But it's also very helpful right now for the times that we're in, because there's so much fear and in isolation, which is the worst thing for us humans, because we just love to, you know, be with other people. And when we're in a state of fear, it's harder for us to stay in that higher vibration of love, which is really where our loved ones are. And when we are in that higher vibration of love, we are able to see, feel the different communications from them, receive the signs, you know, whether it be a feather, we may get a chill when we're thinking of something. And also, too, it helps us, I think, in these times that we're in. If we can go outside and be in nature and be grateful for the day. I know myself, since I've seen you last, I have two new grandchildren.
That's great.
So, yeah, and they are just such a joy, pure joy for me. And in fact, they keep me so busy, I haven't had a chance to write another book. I've got another one in here, but it hasn't had a chance. It's being preempted at the moment.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you're so right in that we really can use these times that we're in, particularly if we've lost someone as a result of COVID or just in the past, in the recent past, with what we've been going through with the isolation and so on. We really need what we can find from people like yourself more than ever. And what is there a particular thing that perhaps is more prevalent today? Are we more prone? Are we more likely to catch a sign from someone? Or is it just the opposite because we're so caught up in the day-to-day drama that we're living here day-to-day that we might be missing some signs?
Both. You know, the fact that we're in these times now, our loved ones are near us, trying to comfort us, trying to help us through it. But also, if we are really fearful, it's really hard. It's almost like you got a haze in front of you, and it's hard to see through it. That's why it's very important for people to get out and get outside and walk, get out and be into the sunlight, walk in nature, so that you'll raise. I mean, you'll feel better first of all. And then you will be able to receive the signs and feel them. And the more, you know, the more positive we are, it's contagious.
Boy, that's a great point. So that if we are more positive, we actually might be more likely to be receptive to these signs then.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
We kind of think the opposite, though, don't we? We think that that someone's going to come and comfort us in a time of intense sadness or sorrow or fear, don't we?
Well, we do, and they do come and comfort us. It's whether or not we are aware of it or not. It's the awareness. It's kind of like the gratitude for what you have in your life right now. I think, like everybody listening to us right now, if take one moment and think, what are you grateful for? What are you really grateful for today? For some people, it may just be that they're up and the sun is shining. You ever notice how much better you feel when the sun is shining?
Yes.
Yeah. And then from that one thought of gratitude and being grateful, well, then keep it going. Think of something else. Someone in your family. Think of a person you're grateful for or an event that's happened to you. And the longer we can stay in that place of gratitude, we move away. We resist. We don't even want to think of fearful thoughts. Because remember what President Roosevelt said, the only thing to fear is fear itself.
That's right. Sometimes we don't know what we're afraid of.
We don't know. And we're really, as human beings, we are extremely courageous. we all are. We all have it in us. And I think it's part of our job to stay in that place of creativity, of joy, of gratitude. Kind of like what we were like when we were born. We were very happy to be here.
Well, that's right. You know, that's an excellent point. Give us an idea of some of the signs that we might have come before us that perhaps we don't associate with being signs.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I've noticed is people give you a sign that's very specific for you. You like somebody may get a dime or a penny because their grandfather always gave them money. Or it may be had a coin collection. So something like that, you will know that is your grandfather. Feathers are a big one.
Wow.
Hawks. A hawk will fly and fly right over
you. Is that right?
Yes. Hawks tend to be men. So hawks can be a husband. It can be a son. Can be a father. Other birds, too, are cardinals. Cardinals are usually your mother. When you see a red, beautiful red cardinal, it's either your mother or your grandmother.
Well, we always have cardinals in our yard.
Okay. Well, you have a lot of wonderful feminine grandmothers and feminine energy.
Wow. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. And if you know how to read these, if you just see them, do you have to know how to interpret them?
No, you just stop and notice them.
Yeah.
Stop and notice and then say, oh, wow. Oh, isn't that a beautiful cardinal? Then stop and think, well, what day is today? Be conscious of the day. Is it your birthday, your mother's birthday, if your mother has passed, or a grandmother? Is it maybe a wedding anniversary of theirs or yours? They usually come to you on a specific day that has some significance.
Might they be more likely to come at this time with the holidays?
They're always around us during the holidays, yes. Good point. The holidays, important celebrations, graduations, weddings, they all come to weddings. Matter of fact, now with the digital cameras, even in my book, I have several photographs from my daughter's wedding with orbs, white orbs, strategically where my husband would have been standing.
Really?
In the family photos. And my husband had passed 5 years before my daughter's wedding.
Wow.
So if people, weddings now, special celebrations, be very conscious of the photographs, especially before they're touched up by the professional photographer.
Interesting.
So a lot of people are capturing them with their cell phones.
Wow, that is really, really something. Mary Catherine Volk, always, always so delightful to talk to you, and the time always goes by so quickly. Where can we find your book, and what are you going to be doing at the Authors Expo?
Yes, you can find my book at my website, Mary Catherine, and Catherine is with a C, Volk, V as in Victor, OLK.com, and I will be at the Authors Expo. I actually have my little virtual booth.
Nice.
And I'm going to have two times. One will be at 11 a.m. and then again at 2:30. And you can just come in, you sign up for the expo, and then you'll be able to come on to my booth and talk to me personally. And then I'm also going to be teaching a class at 1 p.m. at the expo, tips for writing a great memoir.
Oh, how nice. Very good. Well, we'll look forward to that. And it's great to have you with us and great that you're part of the Rhode Island Authors Expo. All the best to you. Have a great Thanksgiving. It's wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Take good care. And the first of our two authors this time around here, as we do in our Rhode Island Authors Expo spotlight. And we'll meet our next author just ahead. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. We have a good ride on the Newport Pell Bridge as we wrap up the bridge reconstruction project. Slow spot eastbound over the 3rd Avenue. Overpass. That's what's left of the construction project, quite frankly. Otherwise, you're moving well end to end. The Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge looks good end to end. Watch for that work at the North Kingstown end. So 5 minutes each direction. and that is a pleasure trip. On the Mount Hope Bridge, north and south, you're doing well. On the bridge, you're slow in the intersection on the Bristol Ferry Road side. And on the Soconnet River Bridge, moving well on the bridge end to end. Watch for construction well south of the bridge, actually south of Boyd's Lane on 24 southbound. The VD exit is the Fish Road exit right off Route 24, where it is always VD and U. We'll check the bridges again in less than 30 minutes. We do so all morning long and right into the midday.
This portion of programming is sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It's important for your food to love you. We're talking about food that gives you energy, builds your immune system, and fights off diseases. A vegan diet loves you. Do yourself a favor and try vegan.
Bridge Liquors stocks your favorite spiked seltzers like White Claw, High Noon, and Truly at great prices. Selection, service, and savings all the time at Bridge Liquors. 23 Connell Highway, 848-9200, and bridgeliquors.com. Curbside pickup is available. Free delivery on island and to Jamestown.
Becky's Barbecue, East Main Road, Middletown, serves authentic Southeastern Pit Barbecue. Spice up your holiday party with affordable catering to go. Too tired or busy to cook? Get dinner to go. Need a gift that's sure to please? Gift certificates available. Becky's Barbecue.
Hi, this is Stephanie at Coastal Foot & Ankle. We would like to thank everyone for the stellar year we've had. Coastal Foot & Ankle is a multi-practice podiatric doctor's office, specializing in surgical and non-surgical foot and ankle issues. Dr. Jonathan Saborin is the doctor of podiatric medicine at Coastal Foot and Ankle. We participate with most major insurance companies and are currently accepting new patients. We are located at 850 Aquinic Avenue in the back of the Middletown Commons Plaza. We also have a location in Fall River, Massachusetts. We at Coastal Foot and Ankle strive to bring you comprehensive care that is also compassionate. When you call Coastal Foot and Ankle to make an appointment, you talk to a person. You don't have to push 15 buttons to get to a live person. We want patients to come in and feel like they are more than a number. We want you to be heard, and we want you to be part of the Coastal Foot and Ankle family. Our phone number is 401-849-2157. You can find us online at coastalfootdoc.com. From Dr. Saborin and all of us here, thank you for being part of the Coastal Foot and Ankle family.
Your friends at Ben's Furniture thank you for your support over the last several months. Ben's staff has been extremely busy helping so many with their needs at home, whether a new sofa, new desk, new recliner, or a new accessory piece. Ben's is extremely grateful for your business and happy to help make these times just a little better. Ben's receives new merchandise every day and has inventory in stock ready for immediate delivery. To keep everyone safe and ensure shopping without unnecessary crowds, Ben's is offering all their holiday discounts right now through the holidays. No one-day sales, no 3 days only, no four-hour sales. Shop when it's convenient for you. Because of the size of the store and with all safety precautions in place, you enjoy a safe and stressless shopping experience. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 6 Thursday through Saturday, noon to 5 Sundays. Free parking behind the store and in the Mary Street lot. This year, more than any other in their 78-year history, Ben's wishes you and yours a very safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
WADK weather.
Today, partly sunny and breezy, high 57. Partly cloudy tonight, low 47. Tomorrow, partly sunny once again, high 58. A few clouds will stick around tomorrow night, low 39. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler, high 48. Overcast Sunday night with late showers, low 44. Kicking off the week on Monday, cloudy with a few soaking morning showers, followed by rain and a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 55. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Get news updates all day, every day at WADK.com.
It's the Rhode Island Authors Expo Spotlight. And next up, author Paul Carancy, who has another, not one, but two books. Wow, you have been busy. Paul, nice to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, Bruce.
Good to talk to you. You have written about a lot of things. You have a book that just came out, a true crime book called Terror in Wichita. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Well, this book is about a crime spree that took place in the year 2000. It was perpetrated by two brothers named Carr, C-A-R-R. And they went on a murderous crime spree that included some vile activities, rapes and prolonged rape over a 3-4 hour period. And then finally, execution-style murders. You know, these are two brothers that grew up with all of the signs that they would become problematic. Life was filled with poverty, neglect, drugs, pornography, physical and mental abuse, sexual abuse. But everybody missed those signs and scenes, and they reached adulthood. And over a 9-day period in December of 2000, went on this spree where they assaulted, carjacked, kidnapped, raped, robbed, tortured, murdered several victims. And the story focuses on all of their activities. But at the end, there's a very surprising twist where one of their victims, who was shot in the head at close range, execution style, actually survived.
Wow.
Bullet deflected off a hair clip.
Oh.
And here she is completely naked after having been raped for 3 hours, lying in the snow face down, had the foresight to wait until she heard their car leave, and then got up, ran naked in the snow for 1.25 miles, jumping 2 fences that were topped with barbed wire to get to a house where she saw the lights on at 2 o'clock in the morning. And she was able to give the police such a vivid description of the perpetrators that within 2 hours, the first one was caught. And 3 hours later, the second one was caught. And they were tried and convicted and sentenced to death. That sentence of death was later changed to life in prison. And then it went to the United States Supreme Court, and it was changed back to death. And they sit today on death row waiting for that to occur.
Wow.
It's an amazing story of one woman's courage and her will to live, and to read about first what she went through, and then, you know, the courage she had and how she survived this and was able to turn the perpetrators in. It's just an amazing story.
Oh, what a story. So then you have another one coming out kind of now, and it's in a completely different direction. Tell us about that one.
That's right. That one is about the chastisements that are going to occur, you know, God's chastisements that lead up to the final days and the end of the age. And many of the signs of those chastisements are taking place today. That book is called Before the End of the Age, Signs of the Coming Chastisement. But we see today with the earthquakes and the tsunamis and hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanic eruptions, fires, floods, plague.
I was going to say, you got a plague in there somewhere?
Yeah. There are plagues. We've had plagues of locusts the size of your hand in Africa that are now heading toward China. So intense that they are able to wipe out entire crops, entire farms in 3 seconds. That's how many there are. We've had plagues of mosquitoes. We've had plagues of now the murder hornets, the killer bees.
Yes.
We've had diseases. Currently COVID, but there are currently 5 different viruses that is still out of control, the H1N1, the H1N5, the pig virus, I mean, the bird flu. There are still 5 that are running rampant throughout the world, someplace in the world, and they're out of control. We've had wars, civil unrest right here in this country.
So these are all, when you put them all together, they really add up to signs. Isn't that something? There's a school of thought that says exactly that, Paul Carranza. You're so right.
And these signs, Bruce, were not, they're not just, you know, oh, we see the signs today, so it must be bad things coming. The prophecies go back to the 3rd and 4th century and all the way up to the 2020s with the apparitions of Our Lady in Medjugorje, where she's still talking about all of these same signs.
Wow.
And that they would be prelude to the end of the age.
Well,
so, we're living them.
It really is something to think about. And again, there's a whole school of thought that says exactly that. Now, you've gone in a few different directions here with your writing. Do these stories come to you? Do you seek them out because you're a historic writer? You are a true crime writer. Now you're getting into things about, everything from theology to apocalyptic vision and stuff. Did these stories come to you or do you seek them out?
A combination of both. Terror in Wichita, for example, I sold the rights to 3 of my books, The Hanging and Redemption of John Gordon, The Promise of Fatima, and I Am the Immaculate Conception. The rights of those were purchased by a Hollywood film producer, Red Varden Studios. The producer's name is Zig Gortier.
Nice.
And he contacted me and said, have you ever heard about the Wichita story? And he told me about it. And he said, I want to do a movie on it, but Hollywood requires that I own the exclusive rights to something in order to be able to sell it for a movie production. Would you be willing to write a book on it and give me the exclusive rights so that I can sell it? So that's why that one came about. It was a little out of what I normally write, out of the realm of what I normally write. It was so compelling that I couldn't pass it up.
It really was quite something.
The story's amazing.
Yeah, we're talking with author Paul Carancy. He's going to be at the Rhode Island Authors Expo. Tell us what you're going to be doing at the expo.
Well, I have a Kathy Klatch set up
at
1 o'clock on the 5th. That's basically a room or a table, if you look at it in the real world, where people can come and enter that Kathy Klatch online and talk to me about my book. I can explain what they're about, and hopefully they'll be interested in buying one.
Well, there you go. So you'll be able to actually have some kind of one-on-one time with Paul Carancy and a lot of these other authors as well. And it's really kind of a dividend here, free prize inside about this year's Rhode Island Authors Expo, in that you'll be able to actually maybe spend a little bit more time than you would if you were in the midst of the crowds at the Rhodes on the Patuxent as in years past. So it really could be something very, very exciting and rewarding.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be a terrific event. I was a little nervous about the whole virtual thing because, I'm older. I'm not as tech savvy as some of the younger people. And I didn't know if I'd be able to do it, but it's actually quite easy. And I think it'd be easy for anyone to log on that day and participate in all the different panels and discussions and seminars and presentations that we have.
No, that's so true. And I mean, that's the least of your worries, being able to navigate the technology. I mean, it's really simple, and just remember a couple of basic things. And it really is something that you take to very quickly. But I think the opportunity is right there, and your fans are going to really enjoy it. So it's going to be something really to look forward to at this year's Rhode Island Authors Expo, which is in just a couple of weeks, December the 5th. So you can sign up for free. Find out more, RhodeIslandAuthorsExpo.com. Paul, how can we find out more about you and your books?
I have a website, www.paulcarancy.com.
Excellent.
On that site.
And I'm out of time. I'm glad to talk to you. Best of luck. Thank you.
This Saturday and every Saturday afternoon at 1, WADK, WADK.com, and Corrigan Financial present Classic High School Football, as we bring you some of our game broadcasts from the last 20 years. And this Saturday, it's Rogers against Middletown, a game that was played in September of 2006. This is Bob Angel. Joining me on the coverage that day were Jim Ascoli and Chris Richards. Classic High School Football, Saturdays at 1 on WADK and WADK.com. Brought to you by O'Brien's Pub, Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar and the Surf Club, Clements Marketplace, Newport Propane, West Main Pizza of Portsmouth, and by Corrigan Financial.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
The people at Laurel Mead are amazing. All feel as if we're being taken care of by the loveliest people who are kind and considerate. Somebody will always say, oh, will you join us for dinner? It makes you feel welcome because you're being with other people and your life is stimulating all the time. We're on this beautiful campus with 22 acres. It's a very happy